Books on Tape presents Be Happy Without Being Perfect, How to Break Free from the Perfection Deception by Alice D. Domar, Ph.D. and Alice Lesh Kelly, read by Karen White. Introduction. The Perfection Deception. A few years ago, I met with Kim, a new patient. The first thing I do during an appointment with a new patient is to take a complete history, asking about physical and psychological health, family, relationships, career, stress levels, and health habits. Then I ask the patient why she has come to see me, and together we come up with a treatment plan. Kim told me she'd been happily married for 20 years. She loved and respected her husband, Ted, and they took pleasure in each other's company. Over the years, their sex life had decreased in frequency by mutual consent, but when they did make love, both felt satisfied. Ted had always been faithful to her. Ted worked in the financial world and made a very good living. This allowed Kim to be a stay-at-home mom, which she preferred and enjoyed. They had four healthy, happy teens who were all doing well in school and participating successfully in sports and other activities. Kim volunteered at her children's schools, had many friends, and had an active and lively social life. Her father had died when she was a teenager, but she had a warm and close relationship with her mother, who lived close by and was always willing to help out with the children. Kim and her children spent summers at the family beach house, and Ted would drive up to spend the weekends with them. Kim was slender and fit, ran regularly, and had recently started weight training. She did not smoke and drank socially on the weekends. She had no history of depression or anxiety.